My dear brothers and sisters, we live very much in a world right now that is paralyzed with fear. And there are many good reasons to be afraid of various things in life. But as a people of faith, we know there's one thing that we don't fear, and that is death. For death for us is merely the threshold to eternal life. The theme of the readings today is very much one of resurrection. From Ezekiel, the first reading, "My people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them." And St. Paul to the Romans, "If the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit dwelling in you." Resurrection. And of course, the great story of the raising of Lazarus and Martha's great invitation to the Lord and her profession of faith that she knows that her brother will rise on the last day. So there are many things that we can be fearful of. We can be fearful of getting sick. We can be fearful of economic hardship. We can be fearful of how long Father Joseph is going to preach without anyone in the pews to yawn and give him a signal that it's been too long already. But let's not be fearful of death, because that is where you and I inherit all of the promises that were given to us in our baptism. That's where we enter eternal life. What we find in these stories as Jesus is manifesting his power over death, of course, they're all foreshadowings of his own resurrection. But we look at Ezekiel, and the prophet doesn't say, "My people, I will keep you from ever going to the grave." He never says that. Nor does St. Paul say to the Romans that if the Spirit of God is within you, you won't see death either. No. And it is this odd thing of the incarnation where Jesus comes down to share even our death, that we may share his life forever. So let's take a look at our fears, shall we? There are rational fears, and there are irrational fears. And one of those irrational fears is death. To a person of faith who believes the gospel of Jesus Christ, who has claimed God's mercy for the forgiveness of sins, it is irrational to fear death. It is just as irrational as when a little child screams out in the night and the parents go running to the bedside and the child says, "It was there, the boogeyman, it was right there, I know it." And you say, "No, it's fine, there's nobody here." So we check under the bed and we check the closet. And maybe we have to put a night light on, or maybe we have to keep the overhead light on to dispel the irrational fear. So you and I sometimes need comfort. We need someone to come to us when we have this irrational fear. We need some nightlight or even the overhead light to remind us, I'm fine, it's okay. There's nothing lurking in the shadows that can harm me, because I'm in the loving care of God. I'm in the loving care of the Lord Jesus, who has conquered death. So we ask the Lord Jesus for that comfort, that reassurance to calm our fears. But it's sort of like Martha and Mary when they confronted the death of their brother. They reproached Jesus, even his own disciples, when he heard that Lazarus was ill. They didn't understand why he didn't go running to be with him at Bethany to heal him. But he didn't. He waited. And by the time Jesus got to Bethany, Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days already. And Martha and Mary both separately reproach Jesus, if you had been here, this wouldn't have happened. And so very, very often you and I in times of suffering make that same reproach. Where are you, Lord? If you were here, this wouldn't have happened. And so in this present crisis, I'm sure there are some people who are wavering and saying, Lord, look at all of this. Our whole world is ground to a halt. If you were here, this wouldn't happen. But those are our expectations that we place upon the Lord. We're not seeing as God sees. We're not able to discover how the Lord is present in our midst, not to prevent any suffering from ever coming to us. He's the one that said, pick up your cross and come after me. He is present in our midst to comfort us and to lead us to eternal life. And the threshold for eternal life is the death of our bodies. So you and I need to renew our faith and let go of irrational fear. We need to seek comfort from the Lord in trying times. We need him to reassure us, and he is eager to do so. This last period of Lent that we know as Passiontide is characterized by the veiling of the crucifix and all sacred images. We look for Jesus and we don't see him. He's hidden behind that violet veil. We look for Jesus, and our eyes do not see him, but we know he's there underneath that cloth. My brothers and sisters, have faith in the Lord Jesus, who has conquered death. Do not demand of him signs. He has given signs. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Sometimes it makes me think of a story when we're confronting the suffering and our questions arising and we're not understanding how God is at work. A story of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, when she was visiting her sisters in a remote village of Africa. And she had to be flown into the jungle, and there was just a very simple dirt road that was the strip on which the plane could land. And she was there, and she spent a week with the sisters, and then the plane came back to get her. And the sisters and the villagers came together, and they were standing there to wave to her, and the plane taxied to the end of this dirt road. And then as it took off, it was a very rough road, the wheels of the plane hit a pothole. And instead of taking off, the plane careened into the little crowd of villagers and sisters that were waiting there and killed several of them. And Mother Teresa and the others inside the plane were not harmed, and she gets out and they see the people who have been killed. And she just looks up at the sky and says, "My Jesus, my Jesus, what is going on here?" You and I don't have to understand the mystery of suffering. It's impossible for us to always understand what's going on. But when we don't understand, bring it to the Lord and say, "My Jesus, help me." Seek comfort from Him in those moments of trial. But trust the one who raised Lazarus from the dead has promised He will raise us too. Have faith in the Lord. Our Lenten journey leads us to Holy Week, when we remember the Lord's death and His resurrection. As we share this path of carrying the cross, so we will share in His death. So we will share in His eternal life. We'd like to skip certain parts of that path and just go right to the end, right to eternal life. We don't have that option. So instead of being frustrated, instead of complaining and grumbling, let's have a disposition of trust. God loves us. He's with us every step of this way. Jesus came down to share our suffering so that we would know that when we suffer, we're never alone. He took those sufferings upon Himself so that we would know we are close to Him when we suffer. So trust, even when we don't see Him, even when He is hidden, even when He seems He's not there. If you were here, this wouldn't have happened. Jesus is present. He loves us and cares for us. And He will walk with us all the way to the place He has prepared for us in the kingdom of His Father, where death has been vanquished. And there is only the fullness of life, with no more suffering, no more sorrow, leaving this veil of tears behind. Hope in the Lord. Trust in His love. He has promised to raise us up, and He is ever faithful to all of His promises.